Vaccine mandates and religious liberty. That's our topic for this particular portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Keisha Russell of First Liberty, firstliberty.org for more information. First Liberty, by the way, our first liberty in the Constitution is religious liberty, and that's the whole purpose of First Liberty, is to protect that. Keisha, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Well, there are different sides when it comes to the vaccines, and I have to almost give a disclaimer here. For this particular segment, the views and opinions expressed herein don't necessarily represent the views and opinions of every outlet on which this will be heard. But there it is. Okay, so Keisha, talk about vaccine mandates, which are very interesting. Talk about that, especially in light of religious liberty.
Yeah, so generally speaking, so of course in the context of schools and even in work, vaccine mandates are generally legal. So the law looks at those as kind of the conditions of employment or conditions to go to school, like a drug test or something like that. If you wanted to be employed somewhere, you don't have to do it. And so you always have the option of working somewhere else or going to school somewhere else. So generally speaking, they're okay. As it relates to COVID-19, we haven't seen a lot of vaccine mandates for students in K-12. A lot of mandates are just at the college level. And again, for the most part, those colleges, it's considered a condition. And ultimately, a lot of those colleges are still offering medical and religious exemptions for their students, as are many, many employers. But we have seen in some hospitals and some private employers them saying that they are, you know, reluctant to accept religious exemptions.
Well, this is interesting. I know of a lady that works at an airline. She's been a flight attendant for years, and her airline is now getting to the point where they're basically demanding, if you want to keep working here, you have to be vaccinated. But she has opposition to the vaccine. Now, I'm not sure that it has anything to do with religion, as opposed to she's just read a lot of stuff and is skeptical about the, you know, effect it might have on her health. So, you know, that's kind of a generic scenario. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think a lot of people have that, and you could always, you know, try and use that as a medical exemption if you feel like you may have some sort of condition that could possibly be exacerbated by a vaccine, or you have a family history of certain, you know, illnesses that you think, you know, it could impact you in the future. You could always, you know, ask those questions to your doctor, get more questions or get more answers to that, and provide that in a medical exemption. But certainly, you know, a lot of people who want the exemption have a religious or a philosophical reason for it. And in that case, you can just state your objections in the same way. You know, I have this religious belief that precludes me from getting this vaccine, and here's why. And some of those range all the way from the fact that, you know, the vaccines were developed using fetal cells, and some of them are just that some people have never received vaccines as an adult, and they don't believe that they should. It could be that simple, your religious exemption. So, you know, it doesn't have to be too scholarly or too legal. You just have to be sincere in your belief.
All right, let's go ahead and just sort of go through these one at a time. 5 points about vaccine mandates to help protect religious liberty for parents and students. This is something your organization has written. Question one, will my child be required to get the COVID-19 vaccine to attend school in the fall?
Okay, so again, all of this is at firstliberty.org in case somebody wants to look at it. But like I said, K-12, we haven't seen those mandates for students. We have seen them for employees. And in that case, you just raise your religious or medical exemption if you're an employee and you don't want to do that. Now, most colleges, I would say at my last count, it was over 500 colleges across the country that were requiring the vaccine. And if you have an issue with that, you can always, again, try and get one of those exemptions or just state your objection, you know, whether it's religious, medical, or otherwise, to the administration and see if they'll let you opt for some other alternative, like remote learning or regular testing or something like that.
Well, have some employees been opted out because of, you know, some sort of religious, you know, problem that they had with the vaccine?
We have helped a few people who had religious issues with the vaccine.
And their
religious
case went
concerns,
through?
And they were able to, yeah, they did get the exemption. Now, not everyone is getting one, and so in that case, what you could do is if your religious exemption is denied, you can, of course, contact us on our website for questions, but you can also go to the EEOC and file a complaint for religious discrimination.
Okay, question two. Could my child's K through 12 school require the COVID-19 vaccine in the future?
It definitely could, and it largely depends on where you live, because we know some states have said that they're going to ban any vaccine requirements, and other states not so much. So no matter what your state decides, almost all states, all 50 states, of course, will allow you to claim a medical exemption, and about 44 will allow you to claim a religious exemption. So the only states that won't are California, Connecticut, Maine, Mississippi, New York, and West Virginia. Now, the thing to remember is that it's really largely unconstitutional, I think, for states to allow medical exemption but not a religious exemption. The Supreme Court has pretty much said as much. And so you could see those states being challenged because they won't allow religious exemption. So we'll have to see. And even 15 will allow you to just challenge it for philosophical reasons, just to say, you know, I don't believe I should get this, even though it's not connected to religion. So you can see all of that information, again, at the article on our website.
Yeah, I'll post to it. But in the meantime, a lot of the controversy centers more on the masks, it seems to me, as much as mm-hmm. the vaccine. So, you know, do these general principles apply to that as well?
No, the mask mandates are very different, and one of the reasons is that there's not a lot of case law about it. You know, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, we've been vaccinating people for a long time, right? So we've got a lot of case law about vaccinations. We've got a lot of, you know, laws written about exemptions to vaccinations. But we don't really have a lot of law related to mask mandates. And so, you know, you have to be cautious as a law firm and as a lawyer when you go and try and challenge something like this, because you want to make sure you're not going to create bad law for other people. So you got to wait for the right facts, you know, and the right situation to come up if you feel like there's a good reason to challenge a mask mandate. But, you know, I try to tell people, try and comply with some of these things as much as possible, especially if it's going to be in lieu of a vaccine. And if you really feel like your religious rights are being infringed, just give us a call and we can take a look at the facts and see if we can help.
Can schools legally require the COVID-19 vaccine? And if so, must they grant exemptions or exceptions for students with religious objections?
Generally, the states can, but, you know, there's specifics here, right? So we know that the COVID-19 vaccine has not been legalized or approved, that is, for children under 12. And that's probably why many schools are hesitant to even, you know, force teenagers to get it at this point. But yes, it is generally legal. So if you think about the measles, mumps, rubella, polio, all those vaccines that kids have to get before they go to school, it's seen in that way. Now, the fact that the emergency use authorization for COVID-19 has not been, you know, sort of progressed to the approved status might impact whether the state or federal government feels like they can go as far as mandating it. So we'll just have to see. But generally speaking, it is legal to ask people to get vaccinated. Although, you know, like I said, religious and medical exemptions have to be offered.
Why do you think there is a great reticence on the part of some to even get vaccinated?
Well, I mean, I think that calls for a lot of speculation, but I do think, you know, it's relatively new. I think some people are just apprehensive based on that, and I think a lot of people feel like they've just been coerced or being coerced into it, and they're nervous about it. I, you know, just like you said earlier, you know, people are, you know, allowed to and should make their own decision about whether they want to get vaccinated or not, and I think many people feel like they're being put into a position where they're being forced to get a vaccine that they feel like they don't know enough about.
All right, another question. How can I request a religious exemption?
So you always want to request an exemption in writing, either from your employer or to your school if you're a student. There might be a form, like your employer might have a form or your school might have a form. And just be honest about your religious beliefs, what you really think about this and why you feel compelled to not do it. And, you know, send that in, and definitely you want to make sure that they respond to your request in writing. sometimes you'll send your writing request, and then they'll ask you to come and talk verbally because they don't want to put what they're going to say in writing. So make sure you get something in writing. And if you have any questions about what you received, if you think there's issues there, you can definitely send it to us. But include your scripture references and all that, if you have those. And it doesn't have to be super scholarly, like I said. It just has to be sincere, and that's it.
I happen to know the Bible pretty well, or fairly well. Can you give me one example of a quote-unquote, scriptural reference that somebody used to say, hey, I don't want to be vaccinated because...
Yeah, one client in particular quoted the scripture about her body being a temple. And particular student that we represented, she's never been vaccinated against anything ever. She never even had any childhood vaccine. She's always had a religious exemption. And so that's a case, you can look that up. It's called Jackie Gale, G-A-L-E, and it's on our website. And we were able to successfully, make sure she got a religious exemption from the University of Alabama in Birmingham when they initially denied her request. So that was one where that's the scripture that she used. But again, it was clearly sincere because she'd never gotten a vaccine ever.
That's kind of scary, though, too, in terms of the measles and rubella and, polio and other diseases and so forth, that vaccines have helped. I think the big questions about the COVID-19 vaccine, in part, are because the whole thing was rushed so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it makes sense that people are more apprehensive about this one for those reasons. And I think, people have the right to be apprehensive. I think it's up to them to decide when and if they want to get that vaccine.
All right, here's another question. What can somebody do if their exemption request is denied?
Well, you can go to First Liberty's website at firstliberty.org. We have a form for request for legal help. You can send in what happened and include your paperwork. We'll take a look at it and see if we can help.
Okay. Are there different strictures involved in this whole issue when we're talking about private schools as opposed to public schools?
Well, for students at private schools, they may or may not be willing to offer you a religious exemption. You definitely want to ask. Private schools, as well as private employers, have a little bit more of a leeway in what they can and cannot do, but certainly doesn't hurt to ask. And usually, if those schools, have some sort of, or even the employers have a history of granting religious exemptions, it'll be a little bit more difficult for them to say no to this one.
Okay, we have about a minute or so left. I'd like to explore a little bit more about why some people are reticent to even get vaccinated. And I know that for example, Biden and others were, trying to come hard on evangelical Christians, maybe because there's a lot of evangelical Christians who don't want to be vaccinated. But they're viewing this, with apprehension. It's not like they're taking this lightly. What are your thoughts? I mean, I think it's an important controversy for us to think through.
I think it's really important for everyone to understand that people are going to disagree about things, especially something like your health and vaccines and whether you should put something in your body or not. And I think a lot of times, the people who don't want to get vaccine aren't always heard. I think people have reasonable, reservations about it. I think there are some people who have unreasonable reservations, right? But I think ultimately we need to understand that everyone has the right to decide whether they're going to get this vaccine or not. And unfortunately, I'm not sure that we're in the space in our culture where we've accepted disagreement well in pretty much every area right now. And so it's no surprise to me that this is just one other area where people are not willing to accept disagreement.
And what's concerning, too, is that, you've got high-tech censorship of, let's say, some aspects of the whole vaccine and the whole COVID-19. So that doesn't help at all. Well, we're basically out of time. FirstLiberty.org for more information. Keisha, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thanks for having me off.
Great. Thanks. Bye-bye.